From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, February 25th, 2018. To kick off hour two of the show, it's time for our Cross Canada Checkup, our weekly examination of all that is wonderful in Canadian blues, from west to east, from sea to shining sea. This week, we're going to focus on one of the most talked about cities in Canadian blues music today. Now, it's no secret that many people view Toronto as the center of the Canadian blues world. But in the last few years, the emergence of artists like Angel Forrest, Paul Delorier, and Don Toller Watson has proven that Montreal, Quebec is a premier Canadian blues destination. Let's face it, at this year's Maple Blues, the Entertainer of the Year and the Female Vocalist of the Year both hail from Montreal. Plus, last year's winner at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis was also a Montreal native. Call it the Montreal Mafia if you must, but in recent years, artists from Mount Royal have been soaking up major awards and scoring critical praise worldwide. But what about some of the lesser-known but just as amazing Montreal-based artists? Tonight, I'd like to feature four of these, each different and compelling in their own way, starting with Carolyn Fay. An actress, dancer, singer, and songwriter, when you experience the Carolyn Fay Blues Collective live, it's part dance, part performance art, and 100% blues. Then there's The Associates, an intimate and compelling power trio that can rock out with the best of them while still maintaining the grassroots ideals and ideas that are the cornerstone of great blues. Of course, I can't forget my old friend Rob Lutz, who is quickly becoming one of the hottest acoustic blues artists not only in Montreal or Quebec, but in all of Canada. And we're going to close things off with one of the first great Montreal blues bands, Offenbach. They formed in Montreal in the late 1960s and ran with it until 1985. Since then, all the original members have taken on solo projects, but there have been several reunion tours and CDs. So you never know when you'll get to see them out and about in one of the great live music venues in old Montreal. Coming up, some Offenbach, some Rob Lutz, and The Associates. But right now, this is the Carolyn Fay Blues Collective, a beautifully compelling piece of music that was the title track of their second album. This is Original Sin on the Blind Lemon Blues.
Gonna sweat all day, standing here in the sun, looking out on the field, not wanting to run. Ice got no chance, melts down in a touch. Sitting back in this heat, don't wanna do much. The heat of my touch brings fire to your skin. A sip of your gin brings me back to the original sin. Like a devil clawing at your guts, aching to breathe, but the sun's too hot. What a way to live, sitting here in this heat, waiting with a wish that'll make your heart skip a beat. Heat of my touch brings your skin. A sip of your gin brings it back to the original sin. I'm like a leaf hanging onto a tree, just waiting for wind to give me reprieve. Hanging on to life, trying to live it straight. Don't mind my tease, honey, you're just at my bait. The heat of my touch brings fire to your skin. A sip of your gin brings me back to the original sin.
Haunts me every day, girl. And in the red light of a window, knew for 7 days.
Featuring cool blues from a hot city, Montreal, Quebec, this is Rob Lutz and the title track of his latest album, Walk in the Dark, on the Blind Lemon Blues.
Never caught us, but they rattled our hearts. What is life but a walk in the dark?
Finishing off a hot set of cool blues from Montreal, that's Offenbach. We also heard from Rob Lutz, The Associates, and the Carolyn Fay Blues Collective. I'm Terry Parsons. We got to take a short break, but when we return, I've got a special feature of Marshall Lawrence, the Doctor of the Blues, just released a new album called Field and Fine, and it is a piece of work that you have got to experience. We're going to be talking with Marshall about the album and featuring four cuts from it. That's coming up when the Blind Lemon Blues continues after these messages.